Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. In the US and Canada anyway, we are now back on daylight saving time, which is my annual or semi-annual rant at how stupid it is. And I found an article on The Verge that actually said, well, Ben Franklin actually proposed it as a joke originally. And actually, if you go through the history of it, it was, you know, let's say he proposed it in the late 18th century. And we didn't actually implement it in the U.S. until the 20th century. And it really didn't get, into full swing until the middle, you know, or be, you know, something that was, you know, constant, I guess, in the middle of the 20th century. So daylight saving time, even though we claim it's been around a while, it's really only been, you know, the last, I don't know, 50, 60 years where, we've all sort of dealt with, the bull crap that is daylight saving time. There's just so many things wrong with it. I mean, I think now we could argue, you know, there's a pretty clear argument to be made to say that it doesn't actually accomplish anything. Now I think when Ben Franklin actually proposed it, it actually did make some sense because, well, the way you had light when it wasn't dark is, or you know, when it was dark was candles, and in fact that required tallow, and that was kind of a lot of stuff could be consumed that way. Now, with electricity being what it is, I mean, you can pretty much have light anytime you want it. And I don't think there's a significant difference in cost one way or the other. I think at one point they measured it and said, oh, it's like 1%, but now it's probably a negative, right? Because now we go through all this trouble to change the clocks twice a year. And, you think about all the lost productivity of missed meetings, the fact that your body clock is now messed up an hour. And of course, my body clock is so messed up with all the traveling I'm doing that it really doesn't matter anyway. It's just, what's another hour among friends, I guess. But got a couple of articles you can read about the history of daylight saving time, that one from National Geographic, that and then, of course, the Verge article, which, I was surprised to see that. You know, I guess everybody rants about daylight saving time, or when you're trying to do page views all the time. Yeah, I guess daylight saving time is one of those things. So for those of you who are not in the United States, obviously, you're probably going to not in Canada, you're probably going to have some issues reaching people in North America because of the because we gained an hour. And I think in Europe, it's like a couple weeks out or something. So there is that little time, and I don't even remember in Israel. It's their daylight saving time is a little different, as I recall. But there's always that. So yes, we're now ahead an hour, and I guess be aware of it. And everybody can whine and complain about it. And I can go scurry through my house and change all the clocks that are not auto updating, because there's a few of those. So anyway, yay. I guess I'm not disappointing by doing yet another semi-annual episode on daylight saving time. Maybe one of these times I'll just replay one of the previous ones. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.